It's Nick Mazin here with Andy Morrison after the JD Welsh Cup final. Andy, 3-0 today, three runners-up spots at the end of the season.
Yeah, listen, first of all, Nick, you know, congratulations to TNS. You know, they've done the double. They've won the cup today, you know, and the history books in years to come will only show that the winners, the same as we were last year against Aber. Do you know, nobody looks at the way a game goes, nobody's interested, you know, but it's a really tough one to take. It really is. No, I don't want to sour things in any way, because it makes you sound as if, you know, you're a bad loser, or you know, you're a bit bitter. But I think on reflection on the game, I think for it to be 3-0 and the manner of the way the game went, I think it's not a reflection really on how we performed. You know, I thought that I was so proud of the players. I said that to them at the end. You know, the first goal, the reaction, the way we went, and then we can see the second goal, and then the reaction. We were just relentless. We just kept going. We kept asking questions. I have to mention the refereeing display. Do you know, Nick? You know, when I try and be as professional as I can around that, it's all I want is as a manager, as any manager in the league. You just want to know that you see the name on the team sheet, and you just need to know that you trust that man implicitly. And I do. Do you know? I have no problem whatsoever. And you know, whether the referee has a good game, a poor game, or an indifferent game, that's part and parcel of football. You know, what I need to know is that I trust the referee, and I trusted him today. Do you know, when it was a tough day at the office for him? You know, the key moment at 1-0 down, there's no doubt whatsoever. Do you know, I think it's when we reflect on the two penalties that we've had against us this year, and when we look at the TNS penalty last week that was given against us at the blink of an eye, and no thought whatsoever, just bang, penalty straight away. And you look at that one today, and then you know, you look at the penalty at Newtown earlier on in the season, and for us not to get that today, you know, when it's just so blatant, everybody knows it. The referee says he only gets one chance to look at it. Well, that one chance should be the right decision, and the linesman's looking clean across, you know. And afterwards, you know, to speak to people and everybody to say, yeah, it's the most blatant penalty. It's very difficult to take. But again, I don't want this sound as though I'm sour, because, you know, as time goes on, it'll show the record books that TNS won 3-0. And like I say, well done to them. But I don't think it's in any way a true reflection of the performance and the way the game went. And, you know, it's perhaps something that we say too often. You know, I don't want to be a gracious loser, but you know, the amount of times that we've been in games and been on top in games and we've lost the TNS, you know, is something that maybe you need to look at slightly differently and going in a different approach, because you can be as positive as we were today. We can cause them no ends of problems. You know, you're looking at a game where we've had 6 or 7 chances and two blatant penalties, and they've had probably 4 or 5 chances, and they win the game 3-0. You know, I'll have to go away and watch the game back and try and fathom out how that's happened. But listen, it's been a long season, Nick. We started on the 1st of June last year, and we'll start again on the 27th of May. We're looking at 3 weeks, and we're back in preparation for Europe. That's the task that's you have as a Welsh Premier League manager if you qualify for Europe. And you know, this is my 7th year on the trot that I've qualified for Europe, so I know the demands, and it's a big ask, and it's been personally for me, you know, a really exhausting season. You know, I've had losses in the family this year, and I've had big questions asked of me, and I had to climb many mountains again this year. And you know, and I'll be probably looking at contracts over the next week, and then I'll have 10 days off, and then we'll start again. Do you know? And that's testament to the success that we've had. Been a terrific season. Very proud of the lads throughout the season, and really, really proud of them today. And I could feel their anguish and pain at the end of the game. The injustice of it, do you know, is what we've got to take on the chin and use that to kick on again next season.